עוז רואו ויספרו הכינו וגם חוקרו ויאמר לאדם. פוסק זה זניאב, זה בכינו ורואו, ראי זה חוכמה. ספרו, הכינו, he's gonna explain, הכינו בינו. He's gonna go through סיידס of חוכמה בינו. And das, which is דווקא very סיידסטיק. אמרו חזל, שהיה הקדוש ברוך הוא מחשב כל דבר בדובו, דלת פעמים בליבוי, כבי יוכל אחר כך ויאמר לאדם זה מויש. So what's this עניין? מחשב, אני אעשה טוב, הוא עניין הוא. This is the side of Chochma Bina. כי השכל של אדם כשמסכל איזה דבר בחוכמה עשוי. The שכל of a person is מסכל something בחוכמה עשוי. That's called Chochma. הבינה שבאדם מסעיר תקף. The Bina of a person is מסעיר תקף וקיים על השאלה and starts asking questions על הדבר הוא, על החוכמה. Listo, to break up. דבר חוכמה הוא ראייה שהסכל. כי מסיטרו, from the סיטרו, from the צד of Bina, דינים מסערים, right? לא בידוע that Bina is the שרש of דינים. It's also the המתוק of דינים. And it's also the שרש of דינים. And after that, עד שמי בן דובה מתריך דובה, ונוילד הדס, הנוכן המחריה ביניהם. In other words, the יסוד is, חוכמה is the first blick that comes into a person. חוכמה is something a person sees the whole picture straight away. That's why חוכמה is ראייה. In other words, Chachma is the bechina of tachlis. In other words, you see re'iyah, that's the way it is, tachlis. Chachma is bechina of kilu aloch alamais. Bina is ion, pilpul. Right? Sfadim, Sfadim, or Chachma. Ramchal's Talmud, Moshe David Vali is the Talmud of Ramchal. He writes, the Sfadim come from Sfarad. And Sfarad, there is the iris of Chachma. And that's why Sfadim are much more into halacha. And they're not into pilpul. Right, even the Rambam, he writes a sefer halacha halacha. In other words, they're more into chachma. Chachma is more tachlistic. There's less pilpul. Bina is fire. Bina, he says, comes from that. Bina, he says, is Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz came from Tzofen. It's Tzofen of Sfarad. North. North is Gevuras. Gevuras is Bina. Bina is Eish. Bina, anything you put in Eish, Eish will automatically crumble it up. Any chachma comes into bina, bina is a fire, bina crumbles it up, starts asking kashas. In other words, you imagine a person that dafir mishayi, so he learns an omad. Yeah, he learns an omad or pashat gomorashi. Somebody asks him, yeah, everything was glut? He says, yeah, mamish, everything's glut. So kshaila's on the omad. Then you tell him to open up a dibras moshe on that omad. And then dibras moshe asks 20 kashas on that omad, and the whole omad is ripped into pieces. So he says, whoa. You know, well, whoa, this is so clear. I thought Mamish everything was so clear. Shad is he was Taifas al Der Chachma. And Ramosha was Taifas al Der Bina. Afterwards, Bina, Chachma, and Chachma, Bina, Trey Rain, Delim is Parishin. In the end, after the Bina, after you break everything up, you come with a new Yitzir and you come with a new clarity. And that's Safak Avad, you get clearer. Who's clearer? The one who has 20 Kashas? Or the one who just, it's a famous Maisa, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. So why was Rabbi Yechon so Tzibrochim? Because Rish Lakish asked him, Chof Dalet Kashas, and everything he said. So then they sent him somebody else, and everything Rabbi Yechon said, he says, oh, Tani the Messiah Le. That's not satisfies me. I don't want to hear a Raya. I want you to rip it apart. I want to get clarity. That's the chilek between Chachma and Bina. So Chachma is a Re'iyah. Re'iyah is, you see something straight away, but you see it's superficial. Right? Shmia is already going deeper. Shmia is already Bina. Chachma is you see what's going on. You open your eyes, is a Chacham Haroya. But then you see the superficial, so everything seems fine. So you see the Omid. Omar Abaya. Abaya said, Chavayis, Ashoy, whatever. Meshoy Shanaga Chazapara. It's Ashoy, Tamashal, Chatzin, Ezit. Everything you see and you understand. And this is Halacha Lamaisa. So what else do we need to know over here? That's Chachma. And Bina starts a fire. Bina starts the whole thing. Now, Avada, you need both of them. Bina, Chachma, since that's why Chachma is more than, you know, Pshitas. More Pshitas. Pshitas is more into Anova. Chachma is more into the Indian of his Bakas. Chachmadika people are people more, are people who are more misbak. Because there's a Chachma. Chachma is a Musa, but there's no Chachmas. Right? Bina is everything. You get some people, everything, any Dvar Torah he'll tell you, he'll ask you 5 kashas. So I'm not talking about Chasusham, somebody Lakanta, right? It's all different. I'm talking about somebody where he hears something, he asks. A person who means Shem, Shabtis is Kulay Bina. And that person, he's never clear. Because everything he says, he asks. that's a person's kulei binik. So the person's kulei chachmadik. So it's kulei spatless, kulei feels, he knows it. The binadik is the one who's not makabel anything. He asks and everything. There's a lack of his batless over there. It's a lack of his batless over there. Mitzachshani, he's takav through that. He rips it to pieces. He rips it to pieces. And that's a midas adin. That's a midas adin. That's why bina is misitra midin and dinan and misayir midas adin. Remember, that's the mother yisod of Yisrael Mishpat. Yisrael is chach. In other words, the Benjamin gave the whole Torah of Basachas. Right? Gave him the klalim of Torah of Basachas. That's chachma. You see the whole thing. We'll discuss it already. You open your eyes, you see the whole thing. You can't focus on anything. The first blink, that's the ri'ya, that's the bechin of chachma. That's the Pasha's Yisrael. Pasha's Mishpatim is dinim. The Pasha of dinim. Ve'elam Mishpatim Mishpatim Mishpatim, that's the inin of dinim. Dinim is dinim is iron. Dinim is iron means now you got to bisect it, and you got to be nateach it, etc. And that's why dinim, dayanim, always have to come from a sitra of gevura. Because the guy walks into Bezdin, the one Baldin, he says a very nice story. Sure, so Chacha, okay, Stama, don't look afschus. Here's the other story, he doesn't know what to do. So Dayan and Dafka have to come with Gvura. Gvura means they have to interrogate, they have to cross examine. Shailas, Kashas, break them, and then see you. And see you saying the Emes. So Chacham have to come to the Sitra of Gvura. So one Dayan has got an argument and he says this way. And the other Dayan has got his argument and each one is Oymed B'Shaloi. That's why you need three. Because with two, each one would be Oymed B'Shaloi. That's the Darga of Bina, that's the Darga of Gvura. That's the Chilik. But Svam HaGdashim says the Chachma Bina is the Bechin of Trey Rein Delay Misparshim. Trey Rein, it's two Rein. It's to Bechina's friends, the Lemus Pashin. About a person always has to have Chachma. In other words, Koydim Kol, that's the Indian of learning Shas Bekiyas. In other words, without the pill. First of all, you've got to see the Re'iyah. That's Chachma. But after that, the person's got to go in. The person's got to be, the person's got to have Bina. That's Mamish Tanakuda. Because the Rambam writes that his safe is the whole Torah. His safe is the whole Torah Shabbal Peh. It's halacha like a sefer, the whole Torah Shabbal Peh. So the chilik between the two is. So the Rambam is the whole Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Bechin of Chochma. First, a person's got to have that. And there, a person learns by his patlis, because he doesn't say his own svaras, he doesn't say his own thing. There, there's his patlis. After that, that's where Riyah comes first. And after that, there's a Bechin of Havana and Hasoga, and that's where the fire starts. The fire is the Sherish of Gaiva. Right? Fire is Oilem Mata Mamal. Fire is the Bechin of Ezraim. Bina goes along with, naturally goes along with the Bechin of Gaiva. Can be Gaiva the Kedusha, but it's Gaiva. It's Ezraim. It's not being Makabal, it's fighting, it's Gvura. All in Yanim of Gvura are in Yanim of Gaiva. Therefore, that's why they're Trey Rein, Delay Misparishim. It's not good enough. For a person stung to be a person who doesn't get emotionally affected, he just, you know, is happy with the Dafayomi. And he doesn't look for dus. He's got no sheifas in life afterwards to go through this masechta be'iyun. So, but such a person, he's takav mentioned with his patlus. But that's not all. I mean, tzachshani, the person who's only got bina and only got gvura and only got fighting and only got dus, he won't vaksayis necessarily into a bal midas tovus. And he might get stung completely confused. Some people are asking all the time, everything is kashas and terutzim, kashas and terutzim. They never gain a clarity, bichlal. So you need chachma and you need bina. Therefore, the trei rein delay mispashi. The chachma is going to calm down the bina, and the bina is going to make sure that the chachma doesn't stay a cold inyan. That's the mechina of trei rein delay mispashi. So therefore, naturally, as soon as a person has the chachma, so Bina is misayir takev, and then Bina starts asking him and starts bashing him. That's the bechina. The misitra the dina misayir. Had shemay v'dava mitech dava. Then afterwards, v'noilu the das hanochim v'machriya b'neim. The das is the mizug of ava year, is going to say, of chachma and gvura. Das is made up of hegvurus and hechasadim. Das is a blend of both kavurus, of both bechinas chachma and both bechinas bina. And then va'oz misanega adam b'dva chachma hi achas sheichina al mechayna. Va'oyev miskashe boy. Then afterwards, when The biggest tainug is when the bina, which is so unclear, is mistabik to the chachma, then it becomes clear. In other words, learning a whole piece of Dibros Moshe. So you had the whole, you blasted the chachma, and he asked kashas, and you don't know what's going on. And you work through the whole thing and see how he rebuilds it. And at the end of the day, it becomes very clear. It became very clear through the bina. It became very clear. So that fire of the bina remains, but now you have the double maila. You have the fire, you have the hislavas of the bina, then you have the clarity of the chokhma. That's the greatest tainug that there is. That's called das. That's the bechina of das. That's where das is the bechina of tainug. All the bechina of, and the whole bechina of a yeda adam is chava ishtay, where all these inyanim of das, that's the same bechina. The bechina of abba, of adam, of the zocha, that's bechina's chokhma. Bechina of bina is the bechina of nukva. And by Vayeda Adam, and then they have a child, Vayikra Shmam Adam, and Yidei Avlad. In other words, that's the Yitzira from both. And that's the blend, and that's the Bechina of Das. That's why Das is emotion. Das is the Geschmack that you had from something. Das is when you build up your emotion for something. And Das has Avanir, and Das has Chesodim and Gevurus. So he says, "Was Misanik Adam Bedavid Vachachma Hi Achashichile Amachinoi Voiv Miskashe Voiv." So he's misaniglet ba'chochma, and now he's oyev and he's miskasha boy. That's what the das does. The das makes his kashrus. On the other hand, das also has ira gvura. So moira yala olaf penadain yesh eza chakira sheila. Velista atzas chachmasay. You can be shoyl and you can be soisa the atzas chachmasay. In other words, he still feels the bina, and the bina is still telling him even after he finished the Dibros Moshe, he's still scared. Efshe dochas the chakasha. But on the other side is telling him, what are you talking about? You just got clarity in the sugya, mamish the hislavas, and even after all the hislavas, mamish the bechin of Talmud Bavli. The Gemara says betchila soinim zeh. That the first bit, the clarity that comes out at the end is the greatest tainug, is the greatest ava. And it's a chain, the bina is still there. Efshe thought we can squeeze a kasha, efshe thought there's another kasha you can ask. So that's the bechina of das that has the avas and the gvurus, has the chesed and the gvurus. So nimtza yesh bechinas chachma bina, v'ava v'ira. Das is the ava v'ira. Das who are noyled machmas hakas avana masich, the hakah of the bina with the chachma ka'omah v'heim dalad moichin shel adam kanoiden. That's the bechinas dalad moichin. Because das is yidua, das is chesed and gvurus. So that's called arba moichin. Really, it's three moichin. There's the bechinas of chachma, bina, and das. Chachma, bina, and das. And then the das is itself half chasadim and half gvurus, which is the dalad moichin shel adam. Oh, and then a person taka gets emotional, gets emotionally ava year. Heaven says there's a lot more nekudas over here, not more havchanas of chachma bina. We know that bina is a bechin of an aim abanim smecha, aim abanim smecha is a bechin of bina, right? Because chachma is abba and bina is ima. What's the inyan? There's other havchanas. The inyan is that the hisgalas of something is always in the bina. Like we said, the chachma, you see everything, but you see everything very superficially. But something was nisgala to you, but it's still very closed in. What does bina do? In other words, the tip of the av that goes into the aim. Where's the yitziras avlad in the aim? That's where the yitziras avlad is. It's all biskalus in that tipa seder, but it's all nelam asos. The hisgalus of it. In other words, the whole din of bina, like we said, is eish. Eish chops up. In other words, chops up means it sends everything back to a different, to its own makom. So the Evarim and the Yadayim and the Raglayim and the Tanya says even the Tzipranayim, that's all made in the aim. That's the Bechina Bina. Bina makes clear. Bina as kashas. Bina says this is the Yad Yamin and this is the Yad Smoil and this is a regular Yamin and this is a regular Smoil. Oizen Yamin and Oizen Smoil. You don't see any of that in the Tipa. That's the Bechina. The aim is Bina. The Bina is Takadama and the Havana Nasoka. So the tipa is a bechina of the Har Sinai. They got the whole klali satori in one go, but the bina is what works through it and what's menateach it, and that's the bechina of ima. And there, a person gets Now there, through the hislavas and through the fighting and the gvura, that's how it breaks it up. So that's why the abanima is a bechina of chachma bina. That's why it has to be inside the woman, because be'etzem, on one hand bina is pulled down, the rizal I think brings down. On one hand bina is masti, on the other hand it's min nizgala. In other words, bina is called a heichal. Bina is called a heichal. And the heichal is closed. It's a closed heichal. But in there, only his galus is taking place. The roish, and the yadayim, and the raglaim, and the aznaim, everything's being in his gal over there. And then it comes out. And the baby comes out. That's the bechal. Bina is also a malim, and it's also a master, but it's also a megala. That's the bechin, also another bechin, another bechon of abanima. But it's for the same reason. That's why men are always more tachlistic. You know, men are more tachlistic. Women are concerned and concerned. Efshazoy. Men are more tachlistic. Okay, like we said before, chachma goes straight to Allah Chalamais. But women are more tachlistic. And the men are more tachlistic. Women are more the Ava and the Yira. Because that's noyled from the bechin of women. In Svam it's called the Imo. It's called the aim, which is Mesacheches, the bird, which is Mesacheches Albanea. She's concerned, she's worried. That all comes from that Sitra. And that's Moile the Das. Bezev Shomer Chazal Badam Rishon, Olu Shnaim, the Mitter, the Yor, the Dalet. But Salem Ashnaim, him a Seichel Abina. Olu Shnaim, the Mitter, the Tzchach, that's Seichel Abina, Choch Abina. Omehem Yard, Omehem Yard, Oit Shnaim, Shem Abba, the Yer, come avoid Slane, the Makamach. Because Ava Yir is what's Noilad, right? The Das, that's what's Noilad. Rechinus Chachmavin is Moile the Das. So Shnayim Ma'ole Lamito, and then Moile the Elas. Zer She'omer Chazal bin Yomen HaTzadik Hoi Mitztar Kol Yomov Shati Tfilosa Lefnei Mitos. What's Pshad? His Tfilah should be Lefnei. Mai Lefnei Mitos. Ilem Lefnei Mitos. Mamish. They're speaking out of Gemara. Hakabi Lefnei Mitos. In other words, the Mito was Mafsik between him and the wall. You can't do that, Halacha. Halacha Shloita B'choitz It's Beinu Lebein HaKir. You should dumb by the Kir, like it says by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Dumb by the Kir. So what's Pshad? Mivu Abiyanal. Everybody gets his moichim from a kadmas hasechel. Right? The chachma comes from a hashra. Right? Chachma is a hashra that comes down from the bein shleim. Moichim him arba. Moichim we said arba. That's going to be a bed with four legs. That's the arba. But makabel moichim meshumim shem mito. The makabel of the moichim is like a bed. He a kli she kabel boy sa moichim. Yisrael nekroim al nashim kaviyachol mitahinim mitosah shel shleima. In other words, what happens on a bed? The mitzvah's oina is a mitzvah where there's a mashpia and a makabelas, and the makabelas is lying on the bed. So a bed is the bechina of makabelas the moichin. It's mamish, it's meduyak, because the tip of av we know comes from the moich. So it's mamish the hashpa of the moichin. So a mitzvah is where the hashpa of the moichin come down. Mekitza. V'hinei adam mitfilasai. What's tefillah? Tefillah is chippur advekus, right? Brings down here, and tefillah is loshen aftuli elikim niftalti loshen dvekas. In other words, tefillah is what gets you the moichin. It's makabel the moichin alamala. That's why tefillah, you know. That's why tefillah, and then toyer yidam shachris, and then morning say. Tefillah makes the hiskashris, and then that brings the moichin down for the toyer. So tefillah is that bechina. Tefillah is makabel the moichin alamala. Avol koydim shemispalalam is davik ein moichin. Before a person clocks on, hooks onto the dvekas, he has ein moichin. So zeh she'amal tefilosi shteim lifnei mitosi. So that's why initially the Gemara said that the tefillah should be before the kabbalah samoichin. Koydim shiye bechinas mita she'oz miskasheres mekabbalah samoichin. Doesn't make any sense. He wants his tefillah to be before kabbalah samoichin. So what type of tefillah is there? There's no dvekas. There's no iskashus. I mean, that's the Gemara's kasha. The parasa gadaitach the belay moichin har chatzitza beina lebein akir. She'ena makusha v'boyis brachshav. There's a kir. There's a wall. Mafsik nifsak akasha v'avchatzitza b'neim keinian hine ze emet achakos leinu. Or mashkiach v'nachaloinus. Meaning, we're telling him she'ena moichin the godless. He's like emet achakos leinu. Kashvo ha moichin. Then he's mashkiach v'nachaloinus. Kedisa bezoya hakodesh. And so tefillah is the you have to talk about the wall, but tefillah is a window in the wall. It brings down over here. Chaluna is a lashon tefillah, and it's also chaloin. Right? It's the whole story about Daniel. Right? If they had to catch him with a chaloin, he was dominating by the chaloin. In other words, the chaloin is an opening in the wall. First, there's a wall. there's no skashrus, and then through tefillah you develop a chaloyin. Chaloyin means that he found a nail. He was looking lamala. He was developing his skashrus milamala. So that's the shakla tire of the Gemara. Binyamin Atzadik said that he wants a chatzitza. For the Gemara, you want a chatzitza. You want a chatzitza, meaning you want a daven before this moichan. Meshani, the Gemara answers, "Zeh mesamech lemitosi." So let me show you. Mitzday should take off sheyaschel espal. He wants to make sure as soon as the rega he starts davening, take off yushpalo yiraf shefa moichem shelaviskasha lemala bezibuk shani. He wants it to happen immediately the beginning of the tefillah. That's what he meant. Shetia samach lemitosi. Kilo, that's what he meant. Samach. He meant samach. He meant beimamish. He should be able to. He should be zeh to tefillah as soon as he starts davening. This kashrus clicks. Some people reach a madrega where they just have to put their talis and tefillin on. I think he told Meir once, Bilvavim Mishkan Evan told Meir once about Ramon Tankilo that he said that he just puts his tefillin on and you already see his face shining. So he said, yeah, the Atzadikim, the Pshat, they're there all, they're waiting for the Hiskashus all the time. There's no major things that take place. So Meir, as soon as they start davening, so Meir, the window opened. I mean, there's no curtains. There's no mechitzas or mavdilos other than the initial walls. Now, once you start davening, so there's a chaloy. Chaloy once upon a time wasn't glass; it was a hole. So then the iskashus is there already. That's what he was davening. He was davening shvizeh to madrega. But he starts davening, he feels the iskashus already. Shouldn't have to break through all mechitzas mavdilos till he feels. And it's alachin amar lifne mitosa. Lo yom abehed yasamach latosa. He really meant samach lamitosa. That's what he really meant. He really meant samach lemitose. So why did he say lifnei? Lahara is shnei memes. Shaschalu koydim akeim adis oiras magil achakach. In other words, he keilu he davened the tefillah. He was mitzta'ir. Keilu he davened the tefillah that he should feel it as soon as he davens. So his oiras he had lifnei tefillah. But his oiras was not about that. That can't be his tefillah. His oiras was the tefillah was that the tefillah should come immediately with his kashrus. As soon as he starts davening, he should be able to click on the dvekas and the skashus, because it's a pipe, so you should fix the pipe. And as soon as you start tamening, it should work. Shchina is the lashon of shoychin. That's when the shchina comes down to be shoychin. That's why there's four legs to the bed, because where the shchina comes down into our moichin, right? Shchina comes down into the moichin. Machshava, then there's dibur, and then there's maisa. Initially, it comes on the first levush. It comes down. It's nizgale and moichin. So nizgale and moichin. It's arba moichin. Those are the four legs to the bed. Well, the shechina, that's the mitosa shleshlema. That's the bed itself. You know, Yaakovinu is the bechina. Yaakovinu is the bechina. Ozam is bechina. The shechina. Yaakovinu is mazoichet the mitosa shleima. Yaakovinu's mita was a mitosa shleima. That's the shem possible. Zeh oz ra him dalad moichin. It's going to be tight as possible. We started off in Eoiv him dalad moichin. Chakach v'yem el adam hu adibor nira ki ra huri yasaseichel. Right, that's chachma ra. V'yisapra hi binasoi. That's the bina where you can be mesaper it already, where you can tell it over already. It's not just all came down but klali in your moich. You know something came down. You don't know what it is. Lashon saper is a lashon of when it's clear now you can mesaper it. He be nasa. Chino u mashu huchan al idei adas. V'nasa b'chinas ava sh'amad ha'mechoyno v'gam ha'chokro. Chokro is a b'chin of yira. Im yish lachkaro. You're scared the whole time. Ashe nocha chakira. Nocha chakira. So that's the seitan dvarim. The chokma and the bina and the das. It's a very sadistic piece. I'm going to rush through it. It's a very, very sadistic piece. In the whole havana and hachana, and as a person should always, when he starts learning, he should always want to see the hiskalus of the sugya, because that's the seida advarim. The people who kvetch without learning with the kiyas first, they're going shalika seida hadraga. Seida hadraga is that a person first comes down a chokhma, first there's mamat hasina, where we got everything biskalus. Got everything based scholars. You know, people ask all the time, Amish, everything was said on Sinai? Yeah, Chazal said everything was said on Sinai. How long was the whole Mamad on Sinai? The Makabal, everything first based scholars. The first person got to see the Sugya. And when he sees the Sugya, don't start thinking of Yakashas already. Learn the Sugya, be spotless. Learn the Sugya, even Kilu, be spotless, the Sugya, Kilu, yeah. Hazebi says, Hazebi state, that's Chacham. And then when you see this galus, and then there's an inyan, dafkan inyan, to start being ayin, to start going beyond, to start going coming with fire, with vayigba libba b'dark Hashem, kilu with a guy with the kedusha, to ask questions and to be mefarik, and to be shoyel, and to be soisa, and to be boine. That's the whole inyan. But then when a person's finished with that, person if he just finishes a sugi without a clarity, so then he's separated chacham from bina. Person got to take all his eon then and walk it back and now understand the sugya clearer. The biggest oinig is when he goes back to the sugya and he learns the sugya with the way he's the bunch learning was we're not on these madrigas, but I'm saying he look at that, that's how the Gdeila Achreinim and the Rishonim, that's how they used to learn the Heilige Torah. After everything, Dibros Moshe is the best example. Chaim Shulevitz used to say, tell Talmidim, just learn the kashas of Dibros Moshe. He goes with anofim and anofim and anofim, pages and pages, until he's boiled. Reb Chaim Shlevitz says, Kilo, you should know that there's more to the sugi than you think that there is. But the Indian is, Kilo, to take a piece of Dibros Moshe, to go through all the kashas, first to learn the sugi, and then to go through the kashas, and then work it back, and so work his whole piece, and you see that's the Aristika Tainig, and that's the Bechin of Trey Ray and Delay Misparashim. And you still have the status battlers, you still have Kilo, you have a maskana, that's Chochmedik, you have a maskana, halacha, maskanadik, a starker, fester maskana, but that was built up on all the eon, and then from there you feel the Mordika Ava, then you can feel the Mordika Ava, and the Mordika Chuk, and the Dvekas and Toyo, and also you feel the Mordika Yira, that you see how much is in a sugya. So after this whole Zach, do you think we finish a sugya? Mastama, there's more kashas in the sugya, and it's never ending, that's the Yira Chelik. But that's all a person has after being mitzacheni, man feels the tainuk. At least he's got a mahalach in the sugya now. He's got a mahalach in the sugya, that's the tainuk. Oh, but he's always got the yira, he doesn't feel completely there, because he knows there's avada, there's much more to it. And that's the bechin of das, and that's the hiskashus, and the person gets the hiskashus to Torah. That's the level. So some people taka are much more chachmedik, some people are much more binadik. However, an average person has to work on himself to have both nakudas, to have the nakudas of chachmed, to have the nakudas of bina. Now there's even a person, some people are born halacha lemaisa. When a gedolei paskin today was in yeshiva with my father, and he wasn't matzliach in yeshiva, he pashut wasn't, his parents wanted to take him out to work. And then he went into halacha and he became mamish. He's a big poysik, he's a poki, and doesn't it? He's more chachmedik. He's what he'd learn in yeshiva. He learned because Ian said that and Ian shared. And he pasha wasn't matzliach. They thought he was a failure. He's not a failure. His thing is he was Ashkenazi. He was shaykh to Sfarad. And sometimes there's a Sfarad who's shaykh to Ashkenaz. Sometimes he's not happy. That even by the Sfaradi poskim, yeah, Ravadi is mamish. Mamish a kanoi against Pilpul, and then you have Ramtina Bashaul was a big gone, it was a big London. You know, you have a mizug of both, and every person is only in his own avodas Hashem. His only avodas Hashem is a person has to learn both ways. Even a person going through Shas is to know the whole going through Shas is in order to be able to be soysam, to be soysam, to be boina Emet Hashem afterwards.
So they had the Pekias and the Ian say that.
Really, it's the wrong way around. It should be first Bekiyas and then Ian. But even I'm saying a Moligat side, they used to learn the whole Masechta first, clear Bekiyas, and then they used to start Ian. I mean, the whole thing is not they were straight the way it is today. First, the person's got to know the whole Masechta, and then you can go, then you can start learning the Masechta. The whole learning the Masechta first, having the scholarless is a Chachma, and then you can be Ma'ayin and the Bina. And the big problem is that if a person learns the Bina without the Chachma, he'll never have clear, he'll never get clarity. Because Bina by definition is Gvuras, and Gvuras always pushing and pushing and asking and asking and asking and asking. So what's clear? Nothing's clear. But if you'd have first Chachman, the Skalmas, and then that one's Moina the other, and then you can feel the.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi said that's why you have the Tefillah than the Torah, right? So what about the Torah before the Tefillah?
You know that you should have Iskashas. In other words, some people are not Zoicha, so just, you know, start davening. Right. In other words, the limit before the tefillah is a tefilladika limit. It's a limit in order to get us into the right mode that we should take, should be a niftali niftalti, should take be his kashrus. Because after the good tefillah, then the moichin should come down, then you should understand it properly.
Mm-hmm.
First, the person needs his kashrus. His kashrus is through tefillah. The person who wakes up in the morning, taka, and feels like a gvaltiga. And you get such mornings, you know, gvaltiga is kashrus, and gvaltiga, you feel coolly tefilladik. And sometimes it's detracting to learn before davening. Forget, you want to feel like sin korbanos and being makrul korbanos. And then taki, you don't have to learn before davening. A person makes a tired of things in his mind. His Torah settles, his mind, and then he can move in his kasha. But there are times a person sometimes had a very good night say that he learned till late at night. The next morning he wakes up, he's really ready. He's ready. It's a big son. The tefillah bring down the moichin. Tefillah makes his kashas for the moichin. Tefillah makes his kashas for the moichin. And the moichin come down. And the moichin come down, then he can learn Torah after tefillah. Okay. Shkoyach, 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 sh